Dr. Gwen Show, where you come to be inspired, educated, and empowered to live a passionate and effective life on purpose. The number one podcast show for inspiring women. This is the podcast where we support you in living your best life ever, even while raising happy, healthy kids. Tired of feeling stuck in a rut with nowhere to turn for resources and advice? We can help. Achieve your best life ever by listening to our podcast show. Introducing the woman who believes it's possible to be totally fulfilled in all circumstances of life, the host of the Dr. Gwen Show, the Dr. Gwen.
Welcome, everybody, to the Dr. Gwen Show. Today, we have on our show Jason Oswald, a special guest, and we also have Charles Gwen back with us today. And if you recall, we had a great discussion yesterday with Charles about financing, keeping track of financing, generating income, and a spending plan. Today, we're going to talk about debt. And with us, we have the debt help guy, which is Jason. And Jason is the owner of National Debt Consultants, Inc. That is a national debt elimination service that specializes in several debt relief and credit improvement services that help individuals to get back on their financial feet. Has been involved in credit collection, and he has also been involved in the debt relief industry in his life. He has helped thousands of people to eliminate their debt and also to help them to get back on their financial feet with improved credit and financial tools. So, Jason and Charles, welcome back to the Dr. Gwen Show.
Thank you for having me on.
Okay, excellent. So now we have our moms, and we've talked about in the past show handling the finances, handling the financial plan. The reality is that many of our mothers, quite a number of them perhaps, have debt that they are handling. So the first question that I would like to ask you is, what are some ways that these moms can actually eliminate their debt?
Well, you know, there's not one size fits all. Everybody's situation is going to be different. So there's actually several different ways that moms and individuals can eliminate their debts. And the model that I take with that, and the approach that I take, is starts with their credit score. Because with their credit score, you can usually determine what direction they're going as far as with debt elimination. For example, if somebody has a credit score in the high 700s, some of the directions that they might want to take is trying to negotiate interest, try to decrease their debt-to-income ratio, which pretty much just means paying off their debts or paying their debts down. They could try consolidating their debts into one loan or even try the resources of maybe a consumer credit counseling. Now, if their credit scores are in the 600s, obviously there's usually some problems going on, maybe some errors on their credit reports. So there's definitely different approaches with that. And if their credit is below 600, there's also approaches with that, such as debt settlement, debt consolidation, and if their financial situation just isn't that great, they may also want to explore possibility of bankruptcy. But when I'm working with an individual, I try to get a feel for their debt situation, their financial situation, and find out exactly where their credit's at, because their credit will usually direct the conversation and will open up different options available to them based on that.
Okay. So the reality is that with many people, their credit scores are somewhere within the very few people with 700 plus, right? And so many people are operating just below 700 and even below 600. So what type of advice would you have for these folks who are operating there? What are some things that they can do in order to eliminate their debt?
Well, first and foremost, first things first is to go and pull a credit report to find out exactly where the credit scores are at. And there's a lot of resources online as far as where they can obtain their credit reports from. They can go to annualcreditreports.com, and which are entitled to a free report. Unfortunately, with that, they do not get their credit scores. So there are different services out there where they can get that. But that would give them a snapshot picture of where they're at as far as their credit. And they should definitely thoroughly take a look at their credit reports and see if there's any type of errors, because they want to correct those errors as quickly as possible before they start working on their debts. Because some errors may drop their credit score anywhere from 10, 20. I've even seen it drop anywhere from 50 to 100 points. So they want to address that first and foremost, to look for those errors. Second off, once they do that, is take a look at how much debt they have. You know, and find out, and I think that Charles had discussed a budget in the past.
Yeah.
But that's one key element, because by doing a budget, the individual would know how much they can reasonably and sustainably afford each and every month to apply towards their debts. And then take a look at that, and with that, that should help them determine what direction to go as far as debt elimination, such as, for example, and another thing that they should consider is, do they want to try to maintain their credit? Or is their focus to eliminate their debts and save as much money as possible off of those debts? So it really comes down to that personal decision in regards to that. But once they determine how much that they can afford every month, that will set the foundation of what direction to go with debt elimination. If somebody can sustain what they're currently paying right now towards their credit cards, they may want to look at a consolidation or a consumer credit counseling service. But if they can't afford that, let's say, for example, their credit card payments are $1,000 and all they can afford is $500 per month, they should explore other options such as debt settlement, which is, in my personal opinion, is the number one debt elimination option out there. It's an alternative to bankruptcy and to using a consumer credit counseling. But once again, it goes back to their credit score and where they're at with that and what they want to attain. Give you a little bit of insight. I've seen a lot of individuals out there that wanted to maintain their credit, so they struggled each and every month, robbing Peter to pay Paul, to try to keep up their payments in hopes of maintaining their credit scores. But a lot of times what happens is that their credit's already damaged because they're maxed out on their accounts. And a year, 2 years later, they end up in my office for debt relief help due to the fact that, you know, they've tapped out everything. They tapped out savings, stocks, 401ks, investments to try to keep that ship afloat, to try to maintain the credit, only to have their credit destroyed in the end and needing our debt relief service for help. Where if they would have just made that decision to focus on debt elimination as opposed to maintaining their credit, they would have been so much better off from the beginning.
Wow. Well, that's certainly an eye-opener. So let me go back to see if we can clarify a few things. So you're saying that if individuals were to just have selected the debt elimination, it would have been better in the long run for them? How so?
Yes. The fact is that if somebody is maxed out on their credit cards, they have a high debt-to-credit ratio. And to basically clarify that, let's say you've got a $5,000 line of credit and you've got $4,500 on that. You've got about an 85-90% debt-to-credit ratio, and that's going to drop your credit score over the course of time. So you're already maxed out with that. But over the course of time, you're making payments, the credit card payments, you're paying interest, you're paying penalties, you're paying late fees, and whatever other fees that the creditor wants to add on onto that. And if you're trying to maintain your credit doing that, you're going to do that for months, even years on end, and you're going to pay for that credit card 3 to 4 times over, where with debt settlement, your debts are usually delinquent in regards to that, and we're usually able to help an individual save anywhere from 70 to 80% off of that debt, meaning that you're going to take care of those debts for a fraction of what you owe. You're going to take care of that in less time. And once the debts are out of the way, and that's what consumers don't really understand, is that once the debts are out of the way, it's easier to improve and rebuild your credit at that point. And one of the reasons individuals can't improve their credit right out of the gates is the fact that they're burdened with a mountain of debt that they can't seem to get out from under, and therefore their credit is constantly impacted.
Yeah, right. So there are a couple questions that arose just from listening to the debt consolidation conversation. One relates to the credit score, but the other one concerns the bankruptcy, which I believe you slightly mentioned. How does debt settlement or debt elimination influence an individual's future as compared to doing a bankruptcy?
That's definitely a great question. Let's first off take a debt settlement. It's a process of negotiating a reduced payoff, also known as a settlement on a debt. Now, when an account becomes delinquent, it appears on the credit as delinquent. Every month you're behind, it's a negative hit on your credit score. Now, once an account is placed for a collection or placed with a collection attorney to work that, what it will appear on the credit is a profit and loss, charged off account, collection account to work that. So it doesn't really have it doesn't continue to damage the credit. Having that negative mark on there will, but through debt settlement, you're able to settle the debt out for a fraction of what you owe, once again, usually 20, 30 cents on the dollar, which makes it easier to take care of that debt over the course of time. You know, and it all depends on your financial situation with that. So obviously, once the debt is taken care of, there's usually methods that individuals can do to get that permanently deleted off of their credit. That is a service that we do offer that we can help consumers out with in regards to that. So they're going to be able to take care of the debt a lot sooner. By having that account taken care of, it's going to show a paid account on their credit report, which is going to help out their credit. Now, with the bankruptcy, depending on what chapter they're looking at, there's a Chapter 7 and there's a Chapter 13. A lot of individuals don't qualify for a Chapter 7 nowadays, so they end up having to go with a Chapter 13. Now, what a Chapter 13 is that you're working with a bankruptcy trustee. You're usually in that program for 4 to 5 years, and you're going to end up paying about 85% of your debt back through that program. Now, the problem with that is that you're working with a trustee, and a lot of people aren't able to maintain that. It sounds like a good idea at first until they get into the program, but it's a 75% dropout rate as far as the Chapter 13 bankruptcy. So that means 75% of the people that go into that can't keep up with that, can't maintain that. So they end up having to drop out of it anyways. And so that year, that 2 years that they were into it, that's money that they could have used to work with a debt settlement program, and they probably could have already had their debts taken care of.
Right, right. Okay, wonderful. So now, regarding credit scores, because we understand that when someone files a bankruptcy, that stays on their credit report for about 7 to 10 years is the general information that's out there. So now, regarding the debt settlement or the debt elimination, how long does that charge off or whatever that information continue to affect an individual's credit scores? And then I'm going to ask you a multiple question, which I don't generally do. And then why is the credit score so important anyway?
Okay. Well, first and foremost, you know, obviously there's a lot to cover when you're dealing with the realm of debt relief and credit and so like that. As far as with the bankruptcy, you know, statute of limitations on a bankruptcy is usually 7 to 10 years because it's, whereas debts, it's going to vary by state on how long it stays in your credit report. Usually it's upwards about 7 years in regards to that. As I had mentioned, there are things that individuals can do to get those items permanently deleted off of their credit records. We won't go into that during the session, but comparing apples to oranges here, apples being debt settlement, oranges being bankruptcy. Bankruptcy is a huge federal black mark on your credit scores, and it's very detrimental as opposed to settlement full paid collection when you work out a settlement and you pay for that. So as far as what has a larger bearing on your credit score, a bankruptcy is going to do more damage than a settlement or paying off a debt would, because it means that you weren't able to handle your finances. You had to seek the protection of a bankruptcy court as opposed to working with that settlement.
And other things I'd like to add, one, yeah, Dr. Nguyen, you asked regarding to how does that also affect overall future. From the financial standpoint of view, anytime, I mean, everything revolves around your cash flow. That's how come having a budget is so critical, because part of the spending plan, ideally, you're supposed to put in a saving plan on top of that, right? Because I found out that most people don't even have a saving plan. So when you eliminate, the faster you eliminate the debt and settle the debt, the more cash flow you're going to have flow to you for your saving plan, for your retirement plan, for the college planning. So the faster you eliminate the debt, especially eliminating the balance and lowering the payment, the faster you're on your way to financial success. And on the second note, in regarding to bankruptcy, I remember I had a chat with Jason about this, is that, you know, one of the biggest debt that I see is medical bill, right? Because when people get sick and some and they don't have the right type of health coverage or whatever, they end up like with, you know, several hundred thousand dollars of medical bill debt. And, you know, I spoke to Jason. Jason said, you know, when people do like a Chapter 7 total wipeout bankruptcy, people should save that for something really big, you know, and not use it right away, because you can only do that like once every, you know, 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah, that definitely is a good point, and I do recommend that. I talk with individuals all the time that, you know, loss of job, medical issues, death in the family, where the income just isn't there, or they have huge medical debts, or, you know, what's happened in the past couple of years is the foreclosure crisis, where a lot of mortgage companies, they will foreclose and there'll be a short sale on the house, and they'll try going after the deficiency balance. And so what I would say is that, you know, a bankruptcy, I do recommend it, but as a last case scenario, and especially if somebody's coming after a couple hundred thousand dollars, yes, use the protection of a bankruptcy court, because that's what it's there for. But if you've got, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 worth of debt, I implore individuals to explore the option of debt settlement, because it is going to help you out to be able to take your debts for a fraction of what you owe, and you're going to be able to start rebuilding your credit once the debts are out of the way.
Right. Great. And obviously, and you mentioned loss of income, and if there's also loss of income, then you would be recommending one over the other, correct?
And yes, I would. One? Definitely. You know, my motto is to basically help consumers out and give them the advice and the direction that they need. I'm not going to put them into a program or a system that, you know, maybe isn't in their best interest. You know, there are a lot of companies out there that will, because they just look at individuals as a dollar sign. Well, I've been there. I've done that. I've been in this industry for 17 years, and I've seen the gamut. So my ultimate goal is to educate and help people.
Wonderful. That's
yeah. I mean,
fantastic.
The reason why I found out about Jason is like, you know, described my previous story, it's like I got into debt. You know, I got into foreclosure. I got into credit card debt, and I have collection letter. The creditor was suing me, everything, and then it was my search to find out the resolution of this, and I went through a lot of different debt consolidation, credit repair company, and a lot of the people, first of all, they don't have the integrity, and second of all, you know, they're not totally competent, because a lot of several of my case, you know, fall through, and these are the people that I trusted. So, and then when I ran into Jason, and he able to resolve not only some of my debt, credit card debt issue, also my wife and credit issue, then that's how I find out that not only Jason had integrity, but he know what he's talking about, because, you know, I thought I know, but when I talked to him, he shed some light that some of the things that I didn't even ever consider.
Right. So the proof, as they say, the proof is in the pudding. And you've certainly tasted. So that's wonderful. A lot of people get caught up with credit scores, right? And they will just about do anything to try to maintain their credit scores. Like, for example, the example you were giving previously, Jason, where you're saying they're juggling the bills, making minimum payments, putting up with late fees and all of that just to try to keep the payment going so they can maintain somewhat of a quality credit score. Why has this become such a major thing in our lives today, this credit score thing? It seems like it rules just about everything that we do. So what is important here, maintaining the credit score or simply eliminating the debt?
Well, don't get me wrong by the statements that I'm about to make. Credit is vitally important in our society and our economy today because it really, even though the negative stigma, like you're more than your credit score and sort of that, what it comes down to is that you still are a reflection of your credit score. Credit determines whether or not you can rent an apartment or buy a house or what job you get, whether or not you even get that job. It's used as a factor in your car insurance, your homeowner's insurance, what rates of interest you're going to get on loans, personal loans, auto loans, credit cards, and so like that. So having a good credit score is essential to save money over the course of time because the better your credit is, the lower your interest rate is going to be, the more credit that you're going to get. But as far as to the debt aspect of it, the focus should be, and in my personal opinion, and doing this for 17 years, is that individuals should focus on eliminating their debts. Because until the debts are out of the way, which are the problems, then your credit score is just going to be on a roller coaster. That over the course of time, anything can happen in life because life does happen, you know, as far as those emergencies and loss of income and sort of that. And anything can drop your credit score. So let's say you're trying to maintain that credit score. You're trying to hold it up to wherever it's at right now. 6 months later, you become unemployed. You start relying on credit. Well, your credit's going to start going into the tank. So the focus is to try to reduce or eliminate as much of your debt as possible and then basically work on your credit because once the debts are out of the way, like I said, it's easier to rebuild, reestablish, and lift up your credit scores as opposed to trying to swim in two different oceans at once, trying to maintain the debt and trying to maintain the credit. But once again, you need credit in society today, but there's a right and there's a wrong way to have credit, and that's one of the things that I'm very adamant about is that once you know how to work with credit, that you use it accordingly and appropriately, where you're not going on shopping sprees or you're not going out to buy that new TV or you're not going out to buy that expensive purse or something like that. You're trying to maintain your credit at a low level. Typically, 30% of your credit limit is a good point because that's going to help out your credit score over the course of time. But it's a huge factor in our economy and society today. But once again, the focus should always be, in my opinion, to try to eliminate the debts through whatever method that you have available to you and then focus on working on the credit.
Definitely. Yes, okay. Excellent.
Yes, because,
great.
You know, debt is... In the Bible, it said that, you know, just as the rich rule the poor, so the borrower is servant to the lender. That's on Proverbs 22:7. And it's about, when you have debt, you kind of like, in a way, going toward becoming a financial slave. Right?
Yeah.
I am with my focus to help enable people toward financial freedom. And in order for financial freedom, one of the major goals is to eliminate debt. You know, this is different between debt and credit. I mean, credit is the tool, but when the tool are not used properly or misused, then people get into major debt, and that can not only a big obstacle to people to save and put in retirement planning and to go toward a financial freedom and go to a dream. On top of that, it also can really devastate people. I mean, I heard that through the financial crisis and people all this debt. I mean, I know that family breaks apart, people kill themselves, and so that, like, to me, I almost lost my own family. So that to me has been kind of like my part of my key mission is to eliminate debt. So that's how come when I sat down with Jason and shared with him my story and my vision and my mission, that's when we got together and go, hey, let's really take it to the next level and share it to people to help people to overcome this and rebuild an American dream.
Wonderful. This is just quite phenomenal. And so your services are available on a national basis?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Fantastic.
Oh, I just wanted to add something to as an extension to what Charles said. A lot of individuals out there have utilized credit and so forth, and credit is a good thing to have. You know, but once again, trying to take care of the debts. But credit will control an individual. And to look behind the veil, or, you know, to see the true Wizard of Oz, as you'd want to put it, creditors, the collection industry, they make their money off individuals being in debt. And that's why in their contracts, they can change their interest rate at any given time, charge a high rates of interest, because they make more money off individuals that are in debt, that have lower credit scores and sort of that. So until the debt's out of the way and the credit is fixed, pretty much the credit industry controls a lot of individuals if they're relying on credit. And like Charles said, you know, it is very damaging. The financial issues are 75% of the cause of divorces nowadays. So
This is just really great. So I do have one more question for you guys. And then I'm going to give you an opportunity to share information so that people know where to contact you for any further questions that they may have. And that is, you know, we talked about credit scores and how that is important. And we understand that people hire based upon that. And even the little corner store, it seems, around the corner wants our credit scores to do business. What are some ways that people can improve their credit scores? What are some recommended ways that would, you know, keep them out of getting in trouble but could cause them to improve those credit scores?
Okay, definitely. Another great question. You have a ton of those today. Well, first and foremost, I always recommend that an individual pulls a credit report. So, and I actually recommend that they do that every other month, and maybe even sign up to a credit monitoring service, so that way if there is an error, there's a change in your credit report, that you can catch it before it becomes very damaging to your credit scores. So once you review your credit report, if you see any type of errors, you know, make sure that you challenge it, dispute it with the credit bureaus, so it, once again, it doesn't cause damage to your credit. So that's vitally important. That would be the first thing that I would recommend. Second is never close any accounts that are current and active. And what I mean by that is if you've got, let's say, a Chase credit card and you've had it for 3 or 4 years on it, you've got great payment history on that, you've never been late, you never want to close any accounts that are in good standing, that has great payment history, because that plays into the equation of what makes up your credit score. So the more accounts that you end up closing down, the more it takes away from your credit score, and that within itself could end up dropping your credit score. So never close any accounts that are in good standing, that has good history. Now, if it's an account that you've only had for, you know, let's say 2 or 3 months, and you miss payments on it, go ahead, close out the account, get rid of it. But anything with a good credit history on it, you definitely want to keep it open. Doesn't mean that you have to go use it, put it aside for a rainy day, but once again, don't close it. Third tip that I have is pay down your debts. If you have basically a high debt-to-credit ratio, as I had mentioned earlier on, for example, if you've got a $5,000 Chase account and you've got $4,500 on that, you're at about an 85-90% debt-to-credit ratio. That's also known as a credit utilization, and that's going to drop your credit score. So the lower that you can get your balances on your credit cards that are in good standing, the higher your credit score is going to go up. A good place to be is try to pay your debts down below 30% of your credit limit, and that's a great zone to be in, and that will help boost up your credit scores. Now, obviously, if the debts are already delinquent, if they've already been placed with a collection agency, then you'd be better off to try to settle that debt out for a fraction of what you owe, get that taken care of, and then basically you'll start to see your credit improve once that debt's taken care of. Again, lower the debt-to-credit ratio, as I had just mentioned, and there's several different ways that you can do that. You know, consolidate your debts into one loan if your credit's in a good enough position for that. Pay down the debts. You can also contact your creditors. If you've got a decent credit score and you've got good history with a creditor, you can contact them and ask for a credit limit increase. And every creditor that agrees to increase your credit limit will obviously overall lower your debt-to-income ratio, which will boost up your credit score. Now, just because you get a credit increase doesn't mean that you should go out and max up the credit card. So that's one caveat there. Another way that you can lower your debt-to-credit is add new credit onto that. And that's one of the things that we work with individuals when they go through our credit improvement service is that we show them how to add new and positive credit to basically lower that debt-to-credit ratio. Now, again, it doesn't mean go out and you know, go on a shopping spree. The focus should always be like to lower that debt-to-credit ratio so their credit score will improve and they can save money over the course of time. Number five would probably be to keep balances low. You know, and that's what a lot of people think. We live in an instantaneous society where if we walk through a store and we see a big TV, well, we want that. What I suggest is that, you know, if you have credit cards, use it for a tank of gas. Use it to buy dinner. Keep it low and pay it off every other month. And that way, it's going to be easier to maintain, to keep up with those payments, and you're not maxing out that debt-to-credit ratio that we're talking about. And the most important is that on all of your debts, make sure that you make your payments on time. Do whatever you have to do to make sure that you make those payments on time. Put it into your smartphone. Put it onto a calendar on your computer. Stick it on the refrigerator. Put it on your mirror in the bathroom. Whatever you need to do, keep up with those payments on the accounts that are in good standing. Now, obviously, if you have accounts that are in collections or that, your payments aren't going to reflect as a positive on your credit score. So that's a differentiator between that. But if I was to basically narrow it down to the six tips that I would advise individuals to basically help improve their credit, those would be it.
Add on top of that is really be proactive. You know, don't wait until everything get behind and then seek for help, because I find out that the number one common mistake that people make is they stuck their head in the sand. You know, they ignore it, and that's the worst thing you can do, because when you ignore the collection, then they're going to sue you, and if you ignore that, they're going to have a judgment, and then with the judgment, they can garnish your wage, levy your bank account. So, there's stuff that you can do before that to prevent any of this, and actually end up cost a lot more dealing with it if people wait and don't deal with it. And that's why seeking professional advice is one of the key important, because they can help you navigate through getting out the debt and give you the different alternatives and solution that you can apply to going to rebuilding your financial freedom.
I was just going to say that, you know, and that's exactly what happens. I mean, I probably wouldn't be in business today if people didn't do that, you know, because a lot of individuals don't know what to do. They don't know who to turn to, and they don't know who to trust when they're dealing with their debts. They're already stressed out about their debts enough, and then basically looking online and, you know, reading horror reports or, you know, seeing over 35 million results on debt elimination, it can be very confusing and add to that stress. So what I say is that, you know, talk with a couple of different companies, you know, look at your options with that, and do your due diligence when you're making the decision, but definitely don't hide from your debt problems, because they're only going to escalate. And one of the things that I've always kidded about over the years of doing this is that everybody contacts me and says, well, I've got a mountain of debt, a mountain of credit card statements or collection notices. And the reason for that is because a lot of times consumers don't open that because they don't want to face it. They don't want to deal with that. Whereas if they would just open it, contact somebody to get some solutions or some insight, they would have been so much better off. But a lot of times they wait till the last minute when the debts are really exorbitant or they are being sued by a creditor. What I would say is implore individuals is to not wait. Debts are nothing to be afraid of. You know, worst case that's going to happen is you're going to get a paper cut from opening up a collection letter. But so address the issues and talk with somebody, and you're going to feel a lot better about the situation, because a knowledgeable expert is going to work with you, and they're going to let you know exactly what your options are and try to help you alleviate that stress, and so you can focus on dealing with the debts.
Awesome. Well, this is excellent advice, gentlemen, and I would like to thank both of you, Charles and Jason, for joining us here on the Dr. Gwen Show today. And I know, Charles, I'm going to give you an opportunity to also repeat your contact information. But Jason, since you're just joining us today, why don't you tell us what number or how people can get a hold of you if they would like to have questions answered or find out more about the services that you have to offer?
Most definitely. It's an easy number. It's 888-88-DETS, and just spell out the word DETS, and that's 888-883-3287. And that is for National Debt Consultants. One thing that Charles and I put together is for individuals that are listening to this program is that we do have a website that they can visit, and they can get a free ebook that will show them their various debt elimination options. And they can obtain that by visiting buybuydebt.net. That's buybuydebt.net. And it's a great resource, and it will walk an individual through every option that they have for debt elimination. And as I had mentioned earlier, a lot of our focus is on where your credit is at right now will determine what debt elimination option you have. And this ebook will walk them through that so they know exactly what their options are.
Well, I would like to thank both of you again for joining us on the Dr. Gwen Show. And Charles, if you would also give us once again the contact information that people could reach you at.
Sure, they can reach me at with the phone number 949-716-9002. And if they're still interested in downloading the budget sheet, the spending plan, they can send an email to smartermoneyguy@gmail.com, smartermoneyguy@gmail.com, and put on the subject budget sheet, spending plan, and I will send that over.
Okay, excellent, gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. And to our audience, thank you so much for joining the Dr. Gwen Show, and we will see you next time.